43rd Shot, December 15, 2010, British People's League on air, our radio shows. BritishPeople'sLeague.com on air, our radio shows. John Beatty here, label on the ketchup bottle. The Globe and Mail, Toronto Globe and Mail ran a series of multiculturalism, best of the series. Now there's a nice conservative free speech forum out there in the internet world called Free Dominion, the voice of principled conservatism. It's quite the board. Pretty sharp individuals on there. A little bit capitalist leaning. Well, what do you expect from a conservative? Not much mercy for the downtrodden, but just the same, very intelligent people posting there. Usually I use my own name when I post as John Beatty, but for some weird reason I've got Robin Hood on their board when I post. Any postings are always done in conjunction with the Advisory Council of the Dirty Dozen's Thoughts that are actually running the British People's League. So under the topic, if you are clicking in to Free Dominion, Multiculturalism, Best of the Series, Globe and Mail Update. Now, the poster of this, I'm not a good blog person at all. I don't even know how the hell they start out. It's a blog, I guess, but it's entitled Multiculturalism, Best of the Series. The author is Stykey, S-T-Y-K-Y. I don't know where people get these code names from. Multiculturalism, Best of the Series. Is multiculturalism working for Canada? Is it a resounding success story or a reason why we struggle to define it means to be Canadian? What point does accommodating differences become detriment? Blah, blah, blah. And a fellow goes by Fabulous Fred. Pretty sharp looking guy, whatever you call those little icons that they use. He's a pretty sharp fellow, posts on there quite often. So he's the next answer to this Stykey. And he says yesterday at 6:17, the essential truth of multiculturalism is that birds of a feather flock together. The planet is multicultural. How's that working out so far? Creating microcosm of the planet will yield the same results. Pretty shrewd statement. And the next poster called One Truth, they all pat each other in the back. It's quite a tight-knit club in there. And so far, Robin Hood, I've went along with, the rules, being a good boy. It is a free speech outlet, though. As long as you don't get obscene, you can last in there. And then somebody comments, this is an incredibly good encapsulation of a very important idea. But speaking of free speech on these forums, as I understand it, the head of this very forum, the Free Dominion Conservative Types, Connie and Mark Fournier is their names, they've stuck their neck out. And now they've been charged under the Human Rights Commission, various deals. They're trying to force a couple of these anonymous posters to force their real names. And it's just pathetic. I mean, war was fought over democracy. And here these people are putting up a forum. But that's just the problem. When you allow strangers to post on your forum, a negative type can get on there and say whatever they want. Kill this, kill that, who knows what. And it's your responsibility as the holder of the forum to get that detrimental message off there within, say, 5 seconds. Because if anyone reads it after that 10 seconds and it's on your forum, you're guilty under the crooked laws of our dear Canada. But they've been doing pretty good. They're fighting in Ottawa, the Human Rights Commission, BS, and they're doing pretty good. Then there's another guy tied in with the fight for free speech, Mark Lemieux. Look him up if you like, M-A-R-C, Lemieux, L-E-M-I-E-R, I believe it is. Something to that effect. And we could go back about 10 years ago. Party ran a real free speech forum called Canadian Heritage Alliance. And this particular party allowed lots of free speech comments. But again, being kind. Because there are agent provocateurs out there who try and provoke you to get into trouble. Well, there was no provocation against this party, Canadian Heritage Alliance. I believe you click it on now on the Google, it just so censored. So same thing happened there. Some scumbag got on and put a very obnoxious comment, and the farm holder didn't spot it quick enough. I mean, you can't sit there watching it 24 hours a day. And sure enough, this particular party's barred for life for not spotting this slogan. So where's the free speech there? So you got to beat around the wording. You got to be careful of the wording. Now, this particular forum, it's kind of cute. I think they've got a bit of a club. It sort of reminds me of the cliques in the Royal Canadian Legion. If you're in with the right group in a Legion Hall, you get away with everything almost but murder. And if you're not in with the clique, oh boy, you sit in the far corner in the lounge room. And I believe it's how it's turned out in Free Dominion. Because anyone that sort of rattles the cages on Free Dominion, they just swamp them with negativity immediately. But not everyone escapes. What I'm leading up to, folks, is this. There's a poster, talks our language. I'd swear he got the script from Grizz. Grizz didn't make it in tonight. It's cold and wintry up here in God's country. That's where we want you all to move up to. But hey, there's only, 16 weeks of cold and big deal. Anyway, this particular fellow or lady is going by the code name of Altonef, Altonef, and just joined the forum December 13th, 5 posts, gender unknown. Following up on this, everything I'm going to read to you now, bouncing back and forth like a tennis ball, is under this Multiculturalism Best of the Series heading that is on the Free Dominion. So you just click in freedominion.com and up will show the web page, and then click on the forum or the home page. You'll get into it, these postings. So this is first post by this individual that I've ever noticed. It answers this multiculturalism bit. And as I say, it sounds like my co-broadcaster, my co-host Grizz, almost wrote this fellow's script. So here's what he says on his post, December 14th, 6:46 p.m. Everybody says there is this race problem. Everybody says this race problem will be solved when the third world pours into every white country and only into white countries. The Netherlands and Belgium are more crowded than Japan or Taiwan. But nobody says Japan or Taiwan will solve this race problem by bringing in millions of third worlders and, quote, assimilating, unquote, with them. Everybody says the final solution to this race problem is for every white country and only white countries to assimilate, i.e. intermarry with all those non-whites. What if I said there was this race problem and this race problem would be solved only if hundreds of millions of non-blacks were brought into every black country and only, O-N-L-Y, only into black countries? How long would it take anyone to realize I'm not talking about a race problem? I am talking about the final solution to the black problem? You see what he's getting at, folks. And how long would it take any sane black man to notice this? And what kind of psycho black man wouldn't object to this? But if I tell you that obvious truth about the ongoing program of genocide against my race, watch what he's saying here now. But if I tell that obvious truth about the ongoing program of genocide against my race, the white race, liberals and respectable conservatives agree that I am a Nazi. They say they are anti-racist. What they are is anti-white. Anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. And that's the end of that post by Altonef, A-L-T-O-N-E-F. And then coming back is the creator of this particular blog, Sticky again. And quotes Altonef's whole quote. And then at the end says, color doesn't matter. Get over yourself. Altonef shoots back at 7:17 p.m. December 14th. He's addressing this to Sticky. Perhaps you don't value your ethnicity. You may be British, French, Japanese, Indian, or some other ethnicity, and you don't care if your ethnic group goes extinct? I happen to care about my own ethnic group very deeply. When I see an ideology that views my ethnicity and culture as unimportant and tries to forcibly impose multiculturalism and multiracialism in every single white country on this planet, I get upset.
Woo!
The British have a right to remain British. They have a right to defend their culture, ethnicity, and nation. The French have the same right, so do the Japanese, Jews, Kenyans, and every other people on the earth, says Altenev in answer to Sticky. And he carries on, or she carries on. Perhaps you don't care about the nations of English and French Canada. Perhaps you don't care that they're being destroyed to make room for an ideological state based on neo-Marxism and principles such as multiculturalism and multiracialism. But I love the nations that once comprised this country, and I don't want to see them destroyed. White people have a right to exist. We have a right to preserve our nations. We have a right to self-determination. We have a right not to be sold out by our own government for easy votes for foreigners. I am amazed by the amount of people here who passionately defend Israel's right to be a Jewish state, ethnically and culturally, but would be aghast if I suggested that the Germans, Swedish, or English Canadians had the same right. Then the next poster, folks, that was the end of Altenev's blurb there at 7:17, December 14th on Free Dominion. And then the next person that jumps in is under the name of One Truth. Boy, I don't know where they get these pseudonyms. One Truth says at 7:29 p.m., 14th of December. I'm not sure that anybody is imposing anything on white countries. Rather, white people the world over seem steadfastly opposed to reproduction and are having to find other ways to fill the void left by their selfishness and stupidity. At any rate, perhaps if you didn't talk like the really great thing about Western civilization is the pale skin of its inhabitants, you wouldn't sound like such a nut. Of course, if that's what you think, there's probably not much for the nuttiness. Psychotropic drugs, maybe? Also, given that you made three posts, at least two of them are about whiteness, dot, dot, dot. So that is the One Truth comment. Well, this is John Beattie here saying the One Truth, so you're calling a person nuts that you don't agree with. That is just stupid, childish nonsense coming from a four-year-old. And because he's only made three posts, and at least two of them are about whiteness, and that's a crime, is it, Mr. One Truth? Well, your name tells it all. You've got one truth ingrained in your mind, and no variation whatsoever. You're a zombie, Mr. or Mrs. One Truth, a total zombie. So now, at 7:40 p.m., December 14th, Altenev, our hero or heroine, jumps back. He quotes One Truth. I'm not sure that anybody is imposing any white countries. Altenev shoots back. Really? You honestly haven't noticed that the governments and mass media in almost every white country is actively promoting multiculturalism, multiracialism, and mass immigration? Then he quotes One Truth again. Rather, white people the world over seem steadfastly opposed to reproduction and are having to find other ways to fill the void left by their selfishness and stupidity. And it goes on, folks. Altenev answers him. The bottom line, Altenev is speaking the language of the British People's League. Totally and completely. Says, I get so angry at all these people suggest that their ideology should be the basis for the state of Canada. It always means that they destroy my nation in order to impose their ideology, whether it be neo-Marxism, political correctness, Christianity, environmentalism, or any other ideology. Goodbye forever. Well, he says goodbye and he packs it in on the Free Dominion because of the sarcasm of Sticky. Sticky saying, oh, well, you know, we're going to make room for, all of these people, We just got to make them all feel at home. An ark. We're creating an ark. Sticky says, I view Canada as the lost ark where the gathering of nations and languages come to be one. You want to promote something other than perhaps? You best do it on your own blog. So who the hell's this Sticky to tell him to go on his own blog because she doesn't agree? Free speech is supposed to be what it's all about. The heading of this forum says freedominion.com. So I strongly recommend, I've been on the forum for a while, Altenev, male or female, please come back on the forum. Don't let Sticky or criticism push you out the door. Don't allow that to happen. It's a free speech forum. To which yours truly, second last post on the forum, Robin Hood. I don't know why I've got this Robin Hood bit here. I always used to use my real name, but anybody can click on Robin Hood on the forum and see that it's John Beattie for sure. So I stated today, this very day, it's my 70th post on their forum. I joined 16th August 2008. So here's the direct quote of my wrap-up on behalf of the British People's League. The beauty of various free speech forums is the right to be disagreed with. Now don't forget, as I'm saying, folks, this is on the topic, under the topic, multiculturalism as a topic, a current topic on the freedominion.com forum. Start again. The beauty of various free speech forums is the right to be disagreed with. Our jolly band up in the woods of Haliburton County, Ontario, Canada, have nothing to be ashamed of. We are all white and right and proud of it. We shall use your valiant posters forthright stand for our race as our dialogue on tonight's Our Radio Show. Meaning right now, folks. We will quote his/her words with great pleasure and great joy. In doing so, we will, of course, give this forum full and proper credit for allowing free speech. While others quibble, we gather. And then the signature that I use on different forums that I try and spread the word for our cause, the cause of our history, our ancestors, etc. So I finish the post. While others quibble, we gather. Then down below, BritishPeoplesLeague.com, our radio shows, BritishCanada@gmail.com. But a lot of people, Grizz included, were shocked at the more they're finding out about this free speech business under the Human Rights Commission's human rights commissars. If you don't know about them and you're tuned in, click under Google Canadian Human Rights Commission's internet. There's one particular lawyer working for the government who's been using aliases and trying to draw people out on some pretty wild forums coming out of the States. But it's such a schmozzle. I mean, whatever happened to freedom of speech? But it is disappointing, though, when someone would leave a forum just because there's one or two people think they own a forum, just because they've made a few posts. Whoopee-doo. But it's very refreshing to see this post on a very respectable forum such as the freedominion.com. And, I mean, I take my hat off to the creators of the forum. They've had a lot of monetary expense. They have a very good lawyer from Brighton, Ontario, assisting them in the battle for free speech on the internet. And it's well worth reading the Free Dominion post, freedominion.com. We're not getting into it, though. We're not getting into a forum. No, siree. This boy, I've been through too much of my life trying to fight for our white rights. Get a forum up, and that's the risk you take. You're going to spend a lot of time in the courthouse because there will be monkeys, idiots, baboons who will put in slur, scandalous, defamatory comments deliberately to screw up your forum. No, sir. Our advisory council, Dirty Dozen, very pleased that we've got these radio shows on twice a week. And some evenings we've got four people participating, two in the studio along with myself and a phone-in caller in. Often we're very pleased to get Indiana Mike, soft, calm, intelligent spokesperson for the state of Indiana and how they feel about the British People's League, working in conjunction with our white European brothers and sisters. We'll be on this coming Sunday. We're on twice a week. Every Sunday and every Wednesday. Give us your input. Email BritishCanada@gmail.com. BritishCanada@gmail.com. Anywhere in North America can phone free. You're not even necessarily at showtime. I mean, just to phone and say hello to the headquarters here. 1-800-431-3388. 1-800-431-3388. So, freedom of speech is something that wars have been fought over, folks. In any case, read our homepage carefully. We have three editorials on the one homepage. And we really sock it to everyone on that homepage. And we're proud of it. Well, thank you very much for tuning in on this cold winter night, December the 15th. Thank you for listening to our 43rd shot. God bless each and every one of you.